clears me completely, but I can't accept it.
Why not?
Because Roy didn't commit suicide.
Steve, look at the layout of the room yourself. The gun's in his right hand, he was shot in the right temple. And the body of his victim's beside him.
Very neat deduction, but you left out the one flaw.
Hmm? What's that?
The door to this room was locked from the outside. Obviously, death was instantaneous. If Roy had shot himself, he couldn't have locked the door from the other side.
Yes, you're right. I unlocked that door myself.
Yes, Roy Benson was murdered. And the killer must have been frightened away while he was locking the door.
Then you're still implicated. But it's a rather gruesome joke on you. Somebody killed the executioner.
A murderer has a sense of humor. Fine. Maybe my laugh's coming up.
Destiny's Highway has led Stephen Raymond and his fiancée, Marsha Williams, to the home of Steve's partner, Ben Carter, where a masquerade ball is in progress. It is a house of gaiety. Music and laughter pervade the lower floor. Yes, downstairs there is revelry, but upstairs, death. In the library lie the bodies of Joan Williams and Roy Benson, her ex-husband. Steve Raymond, who has come to the masquerade dressed as a magician, is the chief suspect. For while Roy Benson was shot, the knife found in Joan Williams' body was used in Steve's magic act. Ben Carter, Steve's host, has promised to wait until midnight before calling the police in order that Steve might find sufficient evidence to exonerate himself and perhaps find the real murderer. Steve is alone with Ben Carter. They're talking.
It's not very far from midnight, Steve.
Well, until they unmask Ben, I have a chance to find the murderer. The same person killed them both.
The knife that killed Joan was yours. But whose gun was it?
Well, the police can trace the registry.
That's impossible. The serial number was filed off.
How do you know that?
I examined the gun while we were upstairs.
But I had told you not to, Ben. I wanted the police to find things untouched.
I was only trying to help you, Steve. After all, you're the only one on whom the police can build a case. Remember, it was your knife that killed Joan.